This is Jenna Burt, host of the Confessions of a Military Spouse podcast. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
This meme on Instagram the other day, it said, if stress burned calories, I'd be a supermodel. And it made me laugh. And then it also made me think about all the stressed out people that we have in our world today and how stress is causing so much anxiety and just downward spiral and unhealthy mental health issues. And just stress and burnout are a real thing. And today I want to talk to you about ways that you can de-stress in your life, that you can unplug, that you can reduce the stress and let go of the things that you don't necessarily have to have control over, and that you can really start to live a more happy and joyful life. Because stress is the thing that takes away our joy in a lot of ways. And there are a lot of stressful things going on in life, right? There's a lot of political unrest. There's a lot of health issues. There's a lot of all kinds of things. And stress can actually lead to more health issues. It hinders the body's ability to show up in a good way. It hinders our energy levels, and it does a lot of things. So I want to help you today de-stress and give you 5 D's of de-stressing. And when you can think about these 5 ways, you can help reduce the stress in your life. Hopefully it will bring you more energy. It will bring you more joy in life. It will just bring more calm and peace and give you back the ability to think clearly and just live life in your best form. So the first way to de-stress in life is to distract from it. So get that glorious, glorious homeostasis, right? Although an increase of stress can instantly trigger the fight, flight, or freeze situation in our bodies naturally, we want to be able to regulate our hormones and bring us back to normal. Slowing our stress response takes time. However, especially if we ruminate and we relieve that stress, we find habits and activities in our life to kind of decrease that stress in our life, we can create that sort of distraction from it. And we can come up with newer ways to deal with it and handle it. But sometimes we just doing something that can just shift our thoughts away from the stressful situation allows our bodies and our brains a chance to regulate themselves. It gives ourselves and our families and the people around us time to wind down from stress through these distractions. And like going for a walk or an exercise video or having a conversation or just whatever it might be, doing something that releases positive endorphins in your body helps our bodies regulate the cortisol, our main stress hormone. And doing something that brings you joy in life can help you just relax and rest. So, doing things like listening to music, doing some yoga, maybe it's talking to someone that you know, listening to something positive, a funny favorite comedian, or some just that jam out music. Distract yourself from the stress so your body has the opportunity to regulate the hormones and get yourself to a place where you can think about it clearly and not react to a situation. The second D I have for you is to deal with it. So although distraction can provide a temporary and sometimes necessary reprieve from stressful situations, walking away from a situation, getting yourself to a place where you can just be calm, avoidance becomes problematic in the long run. So when it's our only strategy is for de-stressing is to just distract ourselves. Like if I'm binging Netflix or scrolling social media, instead of actually dealing with a stressful situation, I know that my stress is only going to multiply in the long haul. So I need to be able to deal with it. I need to be able to come up with strategies that are going to be conflict resolutions. I need to have an ability to have active listening skills. And I need to start using I statements when I'm having conversations that might be stressful with other people. Engaging with others in stressful situations, trying to make light heart of situations, but also having creative problem solving practices and rephrasing the problems as questions, sometimes suggesting new ways to think at things without causing more stress to do with it, but really kind of dealing with the problem. We can't always completely distract from the situation. We have to work through it as well. So distraction helps us get to a point where we can think clearly, but then when we get to that think clearly point, we have to go back and deal with the situation and come up with a solution, or at least a best case scenario, so that we don't have that stress continuing to loom over us. The third D I have for you is dispute your distortions. Yes, sometimes a stressful situation or a stressful experience is made worse through our own thought patterns. It may not be as bad as we make it out to be, but we can kind of create this worst case scenario in our head and just kind of ramp up the stress that's happening in our life, when really that may not be the case at all. So kind of if your brain is one of those things that always goes to the worst case scenario, or always worried about what other people think, or you're worried about how other people are going to respond, or did you do this right? Or are they going to interpret that differently? Get rid of those dissertations. 90% of the things that we worry about, the things that we stress over, are not even true. So really take that time to kind of distract, to get yourself back to that calm state of mind, and to really think through what is reality and what are the made up things that are going on in my head. Coach yourself and your family and the people around you to recognize and reduce the bias of distorted thinking using one of these methods. Okay. Review the evidence. Does the objective facts of the situation support your mental conclusions? Like, are the things actually happening that you're making up in your head? Question the usefulness.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
How are your thoughts guiding you into a positive action? Are you wallowing in your mistakes? Are you making things a molehill into a mountain? Think about those kinds of things. What do you have a new chance to try again tomorrow? The third one is to check the implications. Do your conclusions match the big picture? Does it, what you're happening in your world, really going to be the thing that happens as you go forward? And then number four is consider the alternatives. What other factors lead to this adversity? What other things are going on in your world or in your mind that are stressing you out, that are making you feel like this one thing is the worst thing in the world? So coach yourself through these things, really think through these things, and share with these things with other kids as well. So when we think in a black and white thought process, or we let things permeate into us and we can change the circumstances in the future, or something is super pervasive, is like one bad event is going to generalize into our entire personality or entire ability to do something, we kind of really get these huge distortions of who we are and what's actually going on in life. But like, step back. What's really happening? What's the actual facts that are going on? And then the fifth thing I have for you is to discuss it, right? If you've ever talked through a seemingly implacable stressor with someone and found out that the weight has lifted, yeah, it's because you're creating an avenue, a place for you to seek guidance, that you're kind of releasing these things off of yourself. And kind of when you speak them out loud, they kind of lose their power over you. So writing or talking provides our bodies that time to return to that homeostasis. Organizing your feelings into words can create creative clarity and activate the logical part of our brains, right? And then talking with a supportive individual may give us a new perspective on and ideas on how we can deal with these things. So if you have outlets in your life that, you know, where you can create safe places in your life to talk about stress, give your family members, give a call to a friend, do something that's going to be able to help you really have that outlet and that connection. When I know when I'm struggling with something, I've got very dear friends that I can reach out to and just share my thoughts with. And they usually course correct me, right? Like, they know my heart. They know my intentions are good. They know where I want to go and what my goals are in life. And they can help direct me back to that through a conversation. And you know, the last one I have for you is develop frontal control, or like visualizing your limbic system, the emotional, you know, control sector of your brain, as kind of like a gas pedal. Think about it as like creating action to help you survive. If it means sudden bursts of anger or retreat, your frontal lobe is probably the thing that is like needs to be putting on the brake pedal. But if you are evaluating the situation in more rational actions, your brain's evolved into prioritizing that limbic system. We first hit the gas. Although we can't stop stress responses from activating, we can strengthen our ability to slow them down through deep breathing, through mindful meditation, for calming our focus strategies, and like counting backwards from 10 even, you know. The more we practice these things, the better we get at activating our brake pedal. And we don't go from 0 to 60 so quickly. And we don't have those reactionary things to situations that have happened. I know for myself, like, especially like with my kids, like if I'm already in a stress state and then they do one little little minor thing. I didn't like blow up on them. And that's not fair to them or to me or to anybody around us, right? And then my husband's always like, just chill out, which doesn't help either. But when you can think about how you can control these mental things and really kind of get yourself into keeping yourself in that gas pedal and the brake pedal mindset, you're going to be able to protect yourself from all the stresses that are happening in your life. And you're going to be able to regulate your system and your body and keep a more level keeled mindset and really being able to show up in the world where you can handle your stress and you can find healthier ways to deal with your stress. And you can really start to show up as a positive role model for the other people in your life as well. So hopefully these tips help you de-stress. They help you, you know, find other outlets of ways to use your energy in life. And you really think about how you can surrender and let go of certain things. And you can really, really contemplate more, preparedness in your life. So develop the frontal control, discuss it, talk things out with people, dispute your distortions. What's real? What's not real? What are you making up in your head? Deal with the situation, come up with solutions, work through the problems you have. And if you really in the moment just need to distract from it, do that until you can find that homeostasis in your heart and your mind, and you can live and show up as the person that you want to show up with as, and really guide the thought process and the emotions and the intentions of your day. So hopefully these are helpful to you. If it has been helpful to you, please reach back out and let me know. Share this with a friend or family member who might needing some ways to de-stress in their lives. And come back to Choose to Rise. Tell other people, leave us a rating review. We love to hear from you. Follow us on social media, KJPMEYER on Instagram and Facebook. I love sharing what's working for me and how I'm working through life right now, especially as we're kind of ending, the first beginning section of 2021, how we're working through one year and into another, and how we're just really trying to show up as our best selves. So if you need someone to walk with you on that journey, I'm here for you. I want to work with you. I want to support you. Let's connect on socials and let's keep coming back here to Choose to Rise. And if there's something that you want me to chat about or talk about or share about, let's figure that out. And you send me the topics and I'll share here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me and have a great day, everyone. And I will see you back here again next time.